The Boston Bruins got a sparkling effort from goalie Yaroslav Halak, who stopped all 26 shots the Philadelphia Flyers sent his way, and the Bruins went on to a 3-0 win in their first game back in Boston following a 4-game Canada road trip. Halak and Flyers goalie Brian Elliott both put up zeros in a scoreless first period. Halak was at his best in the second, turning away several excellent chances, including a breakaway by Claude Giroux and a one-timer by the Flyers captain off a 2-on-1 break. Halak earns his second shutout of the season, 44th of his career. The Bruins got two goals from Zdeno Chara, who opened the scoring and finished it with an empty netter. Jake DeBrusk tallied on the power play with a deflection in the crease off a pass from David Krejci, and the Bruins improved to 6-2-2 with the victory. The Montreal Canadiens lost in regulation for just the first time in their last six games, a 4-3 setback to the Sabres in Buffalo last night. Jeff Skinner had three assists for the Sabres, who trailed three times by a goal and rallied each time, getting the eventual game winner off the stick of Kyle Okpozo on the power play with just a minute left to go in regulation. The Sabres have now won three in a row as they try to turn it around after several losing seasons. Max Domi scored twice, and Joel Armia added another for Montreal in their losing effort. To the NBA, the Boston Celtics have not gotten off to the start they wanted this season, but it's worse for the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are still winless four games into their season after blowing a 16-point lead in a 101-95 loss to the Celtics last night. The Celtics recovered from that first-half deficit, led by Jason Tatum's 24 points. Marcus Morris turned in a 21-point-10-rebound double-double. Al Horford added 19. The Thunder still have two of the NBA's best players in Paul George, who had 22 last night, and Russell Westbrook, who finished with 13 points and 15 boards. So their sluggish start is probably an anomaly, but the Celtics will take it as they improve to 3-2. There hasn't been a whole lot of defense in the NFL this season, and that continued last night in Houston, where Deshaun Watson threw five touchdown passes in the Texans' 42-23 rout of the Miami Dolphins. One of the star players on the USA Rugby Women's National Team is a Burlington native who recently scored three tries against Australia, one of the best rugby sevens teams in the world. Ilona Marr is currently in San Diego. She's training with the USA Rugby Women's Eagles, and the 22-year-old told me she's relatively new to her now favorite sport.
I went to Burlington High School, and I played field hockey, basketball, and softball there. My senior year, I just wasn't really into softball anymore, so I looked at some things, and I was like, hey, there's a local rugby team at South Burlington High School. And my dad's played rugby for a while. He helped start the program at St. Mike's, and so I tried the rugby and turned out I was pretty good at it, and it just kind of started to like roll from there. After 2 months of playing with South Burlington, I was a high school All-American. Then I decided to go to Norwich University. From Norwich University, where I played rugby, I went to Quinnipiac, and then just kind of things started to spiral.
Those three tries she scored against Australia were in a quarterfinal the USA needed to win as they play international matches in hopes of qualifying for the 2020 Olympics in Japan, which features a rugby sevens format.
Which is 7v7. The games are 14 minutes long, full field, very fast paced. It's a fun game, but the usual form of rugby is rugby 15, which is what a lot of the rugby around Vermont is. So it was big to beat Australia because they were the number one sevens team in the whole world. So to be able to beat them shows that, hey, we're moving up and we're on our way to becoming one of the best teams in the world.
And playing rugby has now become a full-time job for Marr. Team USA's next tournament will be in Dubai. And in addition to the grueling training schedule she's got, the travel involved has introduced Marr to parts of the country and the world well beyond Vermont.
We just played in Glendale, Colorado, which is known as Rugby Town USA. Not many people know that, but it has a great rugby stadium there. And then from Dubai, we have a tournament. We go to Sydney, Australia. We go to Kitakyushu, Japan, Langford, Canada, and Paris, France. And then this next year, we actually have the Pan Am Games, which will be held in Peru.
What is it about rugby that you love the most?
I just love the physicality of it. It's the only full contact sport for women out there. I mean, men have football and lacrosse and hockey, even these sports where it's okay for them to hit each other. It's okay for them to tackle each other. No one's worried about it. But for when women try to do it, it's almost like, oh, God, she's going to get hurt. So it's this sport where we all know we're there to, you know, tackle each other, and it's physical and we have fun. But after each tournament, I try to go talk to each team, and I have friends on the Spanish team. I have friends on the Irish team, and it's just a great feeling. I think rugby really bonds people. And I know that right now I still crave that team environment, and I'm happy that I get to be able to do it and that it's my job.
That's Ilona Maher, who grew up in Burlington and is now a member of the Women's USA Eagles Rugby Sevens team. Finally, Game 3 of the World Series is tonight in Los Angeles, with the Boston Red Sox up 2-0 on the L.A. Dodgers. It'll be Rick Porcello for Boston against Walker "Don't Call Me Ferris Bueller" for Los Angeles. The Dodgers now led the NL in home runs this season, and Porcello can be susceptible to giving up the gopher ball, so he will need to keep the likes of Jock Peterson, Max Muncy, and Cody Bellinger from going yard at Chavez Ravine tonight. They did not get into the starting lineup against the lefties that Boston pitched in Games 1 and 2 in Boston. Red Sox manager Alex Cora could turn to lefty Eduardo Rodriguez if things go sideways for Porcello early, but the veteran righty and former Cy Young Award winner is making his first ever World Series start and would dearly love it to be a victory that would give the Red Sox a stranglehold on the World Series.